Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Hello, and welcome back to another Imperfect Marketing Brief. I'm Kendra Corman, your host, and I'm super excited today to talk about a company that got things really, really right. It's a small business located in downtown Rochester, Michigan, and they were an urban winery. They really knew and understood their target audience. Foot traffic was a huge part of their business, being in a busier downtown area. One of the things that they did really well was they leveraged an A-frame, so a sign, you know, that's shaped like an A, out in front of their store. It drove people in. So I want you to think about where is your traffic coming from. If you're a digital business, is it coming from Google or Bing or your email marketing or a certain website or Facebook group? Make sure that you're looking and tracking that information, because a lot of the things that retail stores are doing, we can leverage even for the online world. So, a couple things to think about. When people are looking to go into a store, they want to make sure that it's new and current. So think about keeping up with the seasons. That includes your website. Again, your website should be evergreen, but again, don't look into a store window. And if you see, you know, things that are a little bit outdated, you're not necessarily going to go in, right? So if your website is modern looking and approachable, then people are more likely to go in and take a look. Again, lots of lessons that we can learn from retail stores if you have an online business. Consider some different current events that you can leverage. One of the things that I heard was that Alex and Annie, the jewelry brand, launched a Game of Thrones jewelry line, and then they promoted it in their stores. So having a prominent in-store display, they dedicated a window, they put up special signage, again, leveraging an A-frame type sign to get people to come in because it was so popular. So again, how can you draw people in? How can you leverage current events and what's happening? And again, stay modern. Eye-grabbing signage is key. I love all the memes that post with all the different A-frames that are outside of bakeries and restaurants and different things. They're harder to ignore. So just something to think about. And then don't forget to nurture your existing customers. You know, again, the A-frame works well. It gets new customers walking through your door and it increases traffic. But we also leveraged email marketing and events to get our existing customers to come back again and again and again. Your current customer base is more profitable source of traffic because it's easier to convert them, right? It's a lot easier to get them to purchase than it is to get somebody new. So even though you're driving new traffic from different sources and you've got a modern storefront, again, whether that's your website or your retail store windows, again, it's just something to think about as to how you're engaging with people. And then don't forget to tell people that you miss them, offer them coupons to return in. Events are great because they can actually create a social experience into a brick and mortar store. But again, online, you can also make things into a social experience. Think about having some online games, an online treasure hunt, or different things that people can do that can make this into more of a social experience as we go. What I really want you to take away from this today is that there's a lot that we can learn from retail businesses as we apply it into the online world and the digital marketing world. Think about what engages you. what draws you into a store? And then think about how you can apply it to your business. So again, take a look at your homepage. Is it intriguing? Is it up to date? Is it modern? Does it make somebody want to come in? Also, don't forget to nurture your target audience or your existing customers. Keep them coming in. And even though your traffic is growing from your A-frame and your welcome signage and your current events, it doesn't mean that you can ignore your existing audience. So again, nurture the people that are coming in and then make sure that your existing customers know how much you love and appreciate them. So these are just a couple of tips that we can learn from retail businesses. Thank you again so much for tuning in to another Imperfect Marketing Brief. I look forward to seeing you again next week. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.